This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Something is going on with the Joe Palooka Monument. This was a comic strip that was created by a guy named Ham Fisher, who was from the city of Wilkes-Booboo. And the monument is in a weird spot. I mean, you've never seen anything like it in your life. Dave DeCosmo was involved in this caper to bring awareness, attention, and good vibes to the Palooka Monument. Right, Dave?
Well, we're happy to see that a local contractor has decided to fix the base. The monument itself is in great shape. It was dedicated in 1976, and not a thing wrong with it, but the years, the weather, the rain have taken their toll on the base, so a local contracting group has stepped in. They're just poured the concrete for the new base, I think, yesterday, so that hopefully the monument will go back in place fairly shortly. Now that monument, too, replaces a bronze plaque that was slightly north of the present location, and that plaque was stolen back in the 1970s, probably around the time of the Agnes flood, and somebody apparently took the bronze to have it melted down and make money from that. So I had done a radio editorial back then calling for a replacement for the memorial because of the character Joe Palooka, his representation of the people in our area, his strength, his never say die attitude, no matter what was up against him, and the old Sunday Independent newspaper picked up on my editorial. And they formed a committee, and I was one of four people on the committee. And we decided, rather than replace bronze with bronze, which might invite another theft, we'd have a granite memorial built, and we would place it a little further south where there's at least a pullover spot. The original spot is right against the side of the mountain, and there's just no way you could pull over in traffic there without endangering yourself. As far as the location, this is something that people tend to forget, and so I try to remind them. The very first thing you see on that monument is not Ham Fisher. It's not Joe Palooka, although the bust of the Palooka character are there. The very first words you see on there are Mount Palooka, and that is in that area because the mountainside behind that memorial, that monument, was known generally, colloquially, as Mount Palooka. I don't know that it was ever officially named that by anybody, but that's why the original plaque was put against that mountain, and that's why the subsequent replacement memorial is in that general spot, marking the mountain that is, again, generally known as Mount Palooka.
Okay. Now, I'm glad that you clarified this, Dave, because I always thought, why is this here? But now it makes a little bit more sense. Do you know, this would be great for radio people, do you know if anywhere in the archives of CBS Radio they have the short that was produced?
They probably would have that because the networks generally didn't get rid of anything. The question would be in what form it was recorded, whether
right.
it was electrical transcription, what we would call the old record or not. I know that there were a number of movies made about the Joe Palooka character. As a matter of fact, one of them featured, I can't think of his name now, Jimmy Durante as Nadia Walsh, his manager. So Durante was, of course, a big name at the time, so that was a pretty big thing. You know, the character, the Palooka character originally was published as sort of not very smart boxer, and the character evolved into a really clean-cut all-American guy. During World War II, the comic strip had written Palooka as enlisting in the army, and he never would throw a fight. He would always stand for virtue and what was right. Interestingly enough, back in the 70s, when we were having the new monument made, the there was a fellow named, I think it was Joe DePiro, I may be pronouncing that wrong, who was still writing the strip and drawing the strip. And he wrote all four of us on the committee into the strip.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, but he couldn't, he couldn't write a strip about the monument. So what he did was his ongoing storyline at that time involved a beauty contest. And so all four of us became judges in the beauty contest. And I still have some of the particular strips that we were involved in. One has a door with all of our names on it, and several others have our caricatures. I'm quite recognizable back then because I had very long sideburns. So
yes.
if it wasn't Elvis, it was me.
Yeah. Could you shoot a picture of that and send it to me by any chance through Facebook?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I'd love to see how you look as a cartoon character.
I will email it to you.
That's so awesome.
You can see if you can determine which one was me.
Well, I'll know by your name, but on Wikipedia, they have some of the, the comic books up, and there's a really great one. It's Joe Palooka KOs the Nazis, and he's punching out the Nazis with his fists.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. They evolved him into a character when Fisher was still writing it, that was an all-American kind of guy that you could just depend on. And that's why, even though the strip isn't around anymore, I guess it's more for the old-timers, including myself, that I felt it was really important that character be preserved. I mean, it's a part of our history. Whether you know about the comic strip or not, it's just something that was very much involved in this area. There was a character in the strip called Little Max, and he was a little kid with a way, way, way too big hat and a way, way big too big coat. I don't remember if he ever spoke or not, but that character was based on Max Bartakowski, who owned Bartakowski's jewelry store. And when Max was just a little kid, I guess they lived near Ham Fisher, and Fisher used to see Max putting on his dad's hat and his dad's coat and walking around the house, and that's where that character evolved from. So, and I think there's several other local people that were written in one way or another, or at least depicted in one way or another. So it's an honor to have been in this strip, even though it was after Fisher did it.
When will the monument be rededicated, or when will that be?
I suspect it should be within the next 2 weeks. Now,
okay.
I have to tell you that when this work started, I only knew about it because of a piece I saw on television. But there was no need for the contractor to contact anybody on the committee because the committee is long since gone. We don't own the monument. The monument was dedicated to the people, and that's another reason why, in addition to it being at Mount Palooka, when the money was raised to replace the original, you know, the understanding was it was going to be in that area. And so I think it would be only fair to the people that donated that it be in that same general area, because that was the understanding at the time. But a lot of people don't realize that the first thing you read on there is MT period Palooka, Mount Palooka.
All right, Dave DeCosmo, I know you got grandparenting duties to take care of, right?
Oh, I'm biting at the bit right now. My son has stayed a few extra minutes to entertain the young man, but he's mine for the day.
That's little Dave. I mean, he should wear your clothes around the house. That kid resembles you completely.
Well, his middle name is David. Okay. It's Anthony David DeCosmo.
Yeah, he's you.
He's my joy.
All right, keep us informed about the dedication. And in the meantime, what we're going to try to do is use our sway to get somebody at CBS to maybe try to dig that up. It'll probably be impossible, but we'll try anyway.
Okay, have a good shot at it. And if you need me, give me a call.
All right, Dave. Dave DeCosmo, WILK's senior correspondent. Isn't this going to be great? I always wondered why that monument was in a weird spot. It's by the side of Route 309. When you're coming down from Mountaintop, right near the notorious Baby Road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.